Senator Roundtree?
Present.
Senator Bowling?
Absent, excused.
Senator Jodin?
Present.
Senator No?
Present.
Senator Noble?
Present.
And Senator Rivera?
Present.
All right, awesome, you have a quorum.
Awesome, moving into agenda item 3, public comment.
Hi besties. I just want to say I'm super excited to start coming to all of your meetings this semester. I know last semester we only met a few times, but when I'm here, I just wanted to talk about like legislation stuff that my department might be thinking of, like start researching on, things like that, just pertaining specifically to legislation. That way you don't have to hear my report twice in 1 week because it's kind of redundant. But yeah, with that being said, I know in the last week, Nathan and I and Muhammad as well worked on like research for religious minorities legislation. I know Vanessa, you and I like met with Jake yesterday, but then my department specifically, I know Leilani, my commissioner of social justice and policy, has been working on like a Narcan legislation with Bela and Stason. I think Diego is in that as well. And then that's kind of all we have going. And then I know we're doing a like a statement of support for our celebrating Neurodiversity Day for my Diversity Week. So we've been collaborating with the DRC on that and what that should kind of look like with them. But yeah, that's all I have for you all today. I have to leave early, unfortunately. I gotta go post my agendas. But with that, are there any questions or anything?
Senator Rivera.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, I'm so brain fog this morning. So kind of like the best way to like start legislation with the department, in my opinion, is like just going through the SAS, and if you feel like it accurately reflects the work of your department. So do you kind of, in terms of our governing documents, do you kind of feel like it's accurate as it's spelled out, or is there any kind of restructuring or rewording that you would like to do? Or if you want to like put a pin in it and then report to us next week, if there is something, then we could totally just like whip up our legislation to change it.
That sounds perfect. I have my meeting on Fridays, so once I hear back from Leilani in terms of like how her progress is going with all those things, then yes, I will bring it for
awesome. And like specifically kind of what I'm thinking is like sometimes the roles of the commissioners like overlap or like sometimes it's just completely misguided and you're like, okay, my social justice commissioner does not do that. It's my policy commissioner who's really spearheading that. So if we could, if you want to just like make those roles more concise in the SAS and really like spelled out, a goal of mine is like to really make some consistency throughout the SAS this section. So if you want to just like,
thank you. No, you're fine. I literally thank you for that, because that my head was like, I need to rewrite stuff for my department anyway, specifically regarding the internship and stuff. So yes, you and I can talk more
perfectly.
Any other public comment? Seeing none. Going to agenda item 4, adoption of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to adopt the minutes from September 1st, 2021, October 13th, 2021, October 20th, 2021, 2021, November 12th, 2021, and November 24th, 2021. Senator Noble?
I move to approve the meeting minutes from September 1st, 2021, October 13th, 2021, October 20th, 2021, November 12th, 2021, November 24th, 2021, through unanimous consent.
And second?
A second.
Going into agenda item 5, old business, liaison positions. Okay, so I just wanted to talk about this a little bit just because I don't know what everybody's liaison positions are, and I don't know if Senator Rivera has any. I don't think so. Kaylee didn't leave anything in her legacy box, and she didn't respond to my text message, so I think we're just going to have to guess. But I made, like, a list for... I'm going to make a Google Doc and then send it out to you guys, and if you guys could just fill out where, with your name and then what your positions are for me, just so we can get that handled. But if any of you have any updates on your liaison positions, that would be helpful.
Yeah, I have some updates I can share. So as far as the TRI department goes, the last time I met with them was in December with the chair, Dr. Hobson, to talk about our safe zone legislation. And I also met with Dean Perez about the diverse officer legislation that was going through the committee, and he mentioned like possible areas of collaboration with GRI. So I'll probably like follow up with him pretty soon and talk about that. And then my other liaison was with the Multicultural Center, which I also like worked a lot with Director Britt on. I think some of the most recent news to come out of there is that I think from yesterday, the Black Earth Impact Awards is kind of rescheduled for the future. And then Director Britt also sent out like a committee went to meet for the Asian Pacific Islander Month Night Market, so that planning will come out soon. And I think Director Lim and Director Britt are also working on like Culture Fest for later in the session. I know that they mentioned collaborating with DCE, so I don't know if they would be open to collaborating with DEI, but like I perform that outreach and hoping they'll do that and be like doing our good duty as senators. And then also Director Butler sent me a invitation for the Women of Color Collective meet and greet. It's going to be Thursday, February 10th, so this Thursday from 3 to 4 in the graduate student lounge. So it's basically for like faculty, staff, students of color to kind of get a chance to converse and build a sense of community. And then you can like RSVP on Path Life or some like refreshments. But yeah, Director Butler just kind of asked us to kind of pass it on to our constituents and stuff. So if you guys can do that, that would be really great. And I think that's it for me, yeah.
I'm going to give a quick update. So I met with Director Britt, as she mentioned, and I suppose the nice thing about my liaison position this semester is that now Director Britt can speak for herself for reports. However, from what I was able to ascertain, we are looking to move forward with several projects concerning religious minorities on campus. Starting with a statement of support, we have deliberately separated it from all other pieces of legislation so that we can get it passed. After which point, we're going to pursue other options for safe places to supply, pray, halal and kosher food options, you know, just really exploring ways to make this a more inclusive campus in that regard. I also talked to her briefly about the rest of her plans for the spring semester. She did mention the night market that they were planning on organizing. And beyond that, I think that's all I have for her.
Awesome, thank you. Okay. There's no other updates. Moving into agenda item six, new business. Section A, I guess. Elections of vice chair. Now Olivia gave me a script to figure out how to run this, so let me just read it. Okay. So I am now accepting nominations from the floor for the position of vice chair for the Committee on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Nominations do not need a second, and self-nominations are welcome. When nominating someone, please use the phrase, "I nominate the Senator blank to become vice chair of the Committee on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion." Nominations are now in order. Senator Mobile?
I would like to nominate myself for the position of vice chair for the Committee on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion.
Second.
Do I have to say you accept? You accept? Yeah, okay. Are there any further nominations? Senator Georgia.
I'd like to nominate myself for vice chair for the Committee on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion.
Further nominations. Nominations are now closed. With objection, the nominees will be recognized in order with which their nominations were made. The following have been nominated for vice chair and the Senate Standing Committee on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Senator Noble and Senator Jobin. Before commencing the first nominee's presentation, are there any questions? Seeing none, we will now move into the presentation from the nominees. Senator
Morgan? A point of order.
Yes.
I do believe that the other nominee would step out of the room during this presentation. And
yes.
Vice
yeah, sure.
Although we can't force you to.
But I guess only if you would like to. Due to your rights. Given to you. By the Nevada Open. For the record.
Two minutes. Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
Wonderful. Well, good morning, friends. I am super excited to be here with you on this Friday morning, even though we are only here till 8:44. But I would like to serve as the vice chair for the Committee on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, I believe that my own perspective would bring value to the committee and would bring a much needed voice that has traditionally not been included in the conversation. I know what you might be thinking. Initially, Nathan, you're a white guy. What's the deal with that? But what I am referring to is the perspective of a Jewish American. Within the association, we have very few religious minorities, and as a group, religious minorities are often overlooked. And so I believe that from this position, I would be able to contribute another mode of intersection to the conversation that would be valuable. As vice chair of the committee, I would hopefully additionally be able to push forward projects that are meaningful both to the broader campus community and specifically to underrepresented groups. But first and foremost, as vice chair, I wish to support the chair of this committee in performing the duties outlined in her position. Chair Roundtree and I have had many discussions about goals for the committee in this upcoming semester, as well as ways that we can really build a more inclusive and diverse campus. Some of these include pursuing women's sports advertising, or perhaps pushing forward issues surrounding domestic violence like we did last semester. Also, continuing the work that has been done surrounding religious minorities legislation by myself and Senator Shamim, and moving forward through this committee. I would also like to instill a couple of practices in this committee so that we can truly say that we have left a legacy in the 89th. The most important one being making a formal invitation signed by the chair and the vice chair every time we receive a piece of legislation to a representative of a community who is a stakeholder in that legislation, so that we make sure at every point we have someone who is represented at the seat of the table that will be affected by our legislation. That way, hopefully, we never have an incident like we did with the Thacker Pass bill ever again. I hope that I can support you, I hope that I can serve, and I hope that I will be able to do my damnedest as vice chair of this committee to make sure that we have a meaningful and productive second half of the 89th session. Thank you, friends, thank you, colleagues. I now stand open for any questions or comments you might have.
Two-minute presentation, and we'll now move into questions and answers from the committee floor. This portion will be up to 5 minutes, starting with the first hand. Are there any questions for the senator? Senator Rubio?
In terms of your responsibilities of your other committees, what does that look like, and can you remind me how many committees you're currently sitting on?
So, currently, I serve on the Committee for Budget and Finance. I serve on the Committee for Democratic Civic Engagement, and proudly on the Committee for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. However, I'm not a vice chair or a chair in any of those other committees. I merely serve to offer my insights and to fulfill the role of a normal committee member. In terms of scheduling, I have made sure that I have time for my commitments this semester, and I do think this is a responsibility I would be able to take on, even though we are obviously all busy. I would make time for this. And, you know, I think that even though two committees is generally standard, three committees does tend to suit my schedule, at least for the time being. Thank you so much for that question, Senator Beverly.
Are there any further questions? Senator
Rivera? So while there's diverse perspectives that I think are really important that you bring to the table, I also think it's important being able to make space for other identities and then knowing when to step back when that dialogue is better filled with voices who, you know, do experience those experiences or are within that identity. So kind of what are things you're keeping in mind or tactics you're going to use to make sure that you aren't monopolizing conversations or ensuring that you're giving the proper space and also comfort and safety to minority students or marginalized students as they come into this committee?
That's a very fair question. And my personal philosophy is that it's not enough to expect them to come to us. We really have to put ourselves out there for other voices. I intend to conduct outreach, and I intend to truly listen. And, you know, fundamentally listening is about realizing that you operate from a limited perspective, and that someone else may and probably does know things that you just don't based on their own experience. That's a very humbling thing, and something that I always try to keep in the back of my mind, so that when I'm pursuing an issue, I can take that step back. And I think approaching it initially by listening and doing so actively and going out into the community to try and find that dialogue is so, so critical for these issues especially. Because I do have a perspective, but it's just one. And I always want to hear new ones, especially if an issue pertains to a specific group. That's why I want to put forward the proposal of invitations to specific groups for pieces that directly affect them, to make sure that we always include a perspective that might have more information than we do. Thank you for that question, Senator Rivera.
Senator Rivera?
Sorry, one more question. So piggybacking off of that last question, how do you make sure that those groups are included in the drafting process of that legislation and not retroactively and we're sending it to those groups? Like how, what does that look like in action of it being an ongoing conversation with the groups we're representing?
Of course. Well, you know, one thing that I am always careful to stray away from is telling my colleagues how to do their jobs and how to write legislation. But my personal philosophy is that when you are doing that, it is important to include that same multiplicity of perspectives in the very earliest stages of writing. That way you are really approaching the issue from a fact-finding perspective. You're serving, not helping. However, I can't tell other people how to write their legislation. I can merely try and make sure that as it is being revised in committee, that those voices are present to offer insight, as well as, of course, offer my own insight. However, I would highly encourage anyone who is pursuing legislation to try and consider every stakeholder that is involved, always. To me, that is crucial. Thank you so much for that question, Senator Rivera.
Any further questions? Okay. Seeing there's no further questions for the nominee, this concludes the question and answer portion. I guess we'll now bring in Senator Jordan for his presentation.
You are willing to leave.
Yes. I'll swap spots with Jeff. Oh, also, good morning, Hannah. I didn't say hi to you, so.
I'll see you presently.
Oh.
All right, great. Hi, everybody. My name is Jeff, and I'm sure all of you guys know. So basically, I'll keep it short, but the reason I want to be vice chair for the committee is because I think I'll be a good person to really act on change. I think I'll be a good role. I'll serve the role of vice chair is good because I'm eager to learn, and I think this committee needs someone who's committed to staying on and will have stability because I think, you know, this term so far, we have a lot of change in, like, vice chair and chair. Unfortunately, due to people resigning, I think that's hurt like the productivity of this committee as well as just how it's functioning. So I'm someone who's committed to staying on, and I'll be here next session as well. So I think I can provide like a stable transition as vice chair as well. And then on the issues of diversity, equity, inclusion, I think I've been an active voice in Senate and on campus so far. I've been active on, you know, when Chief James came in talking about police reform, talking about police accountability. And I've been active in that conversation, talking to Chief James, and I'm actually going to be serving on the UNRPD Police Advisory Board. I'm working on legislation to support gender-neutral bathrooms and a number of other issues that are directly related to diversity. And I've been reaching out to different clubs on campus, like, you know, for example, the Stewart Student Union, the Black Student Union, and basically, you know, other groups and that support diversity on campus as well. And I'm also active in clubs like SWW and volunteering with them, like Society of Women Engineers, if you guys didn't know. So I guess I've been active in a lot of clubs with a lot of people that on campus that show diversity. And as vice chair, I think as a person of color, I'll add a unique voice to the conversation in this committee. And I'll be there to basically make sure we move on forward and make sure the committee acts on important issues. Because I think so far as committee, we've done a lot, but if we had, I think, someone who's in leadership, who's committed to staying and kind of bring the vision not only for this semester, but next term when new senators are coming in, who kind of provide like the legacy as well as the vision of what we did here, provides the best step forward coming for the next session. So yeah, that's it for my presentation.
Yeah, okay, so. Now that the 2-minute presentation is completed, we'll move into questions and answers from the committee floor. This portion will be up to 5 minutes, starting with the first hand. Senator Barrett.
Hello, Senator Barrett. So in terms of your other committees, like what are your responsibilities looking like so far, and how many committees do you currently sit on?
Currently I only sit on 2 committees, this committee and DC, you know, which Olivia is the chair of. So I guess in terms of overall responsibilities, I don't have like a huge to come in at DC because I'm not vice chair or anything. And I'm in that committee, I'm liaison with Ledge Affairs, which I'm working with them, but I don't think there's like a huge time sink into my other committees.
Senator Rivera.
And so with that, kind of how do you plan to balance like extra added responsibilities with this committee, slash like, are there any specific ways you plan to take initiative if elected into the position of vice president or vice chair?
Yeah, in terms of specific initiatives, I don't want to step on Kaylin's shoes here if she has anything planned, but basically in terms of my goals going forward, I think I have a very good idea of what I want to do, like relating to, like, for example, I'm working on personally myself, like gentle neuter bathrooms, you know, police reform. I think I would open up first, I would open up the committee, seeing if anyone wants to partner with me on those. And then I think setting a goal as a committee on like important issues we want to focus on, because I know we were working on legislation previously. But I think going forward, opening up to different topics that we're all interested in is a better idea. Because I know last semester, we didn't get a lot of productivity out of those ideas. So I kind of want to change how we do things in the committee. That's a good question. So I think first off, the way I would do it is just opening up discussion, seeing what everyone wants to work on, because I think having something like not only one wants a person doesn't really work. And I think we're kind of a smaller committee too. So I think making it more productive to make sure everyone's working on something they actually want to engage in rather than something that's being assigned to would make it more sense for such a smaller committee. And then two, I think in ranking of priorities, that's kind of hard to do because, you know, in terms of, I think every issue deserves its time, but since this committee went prioritize issues, I think we should prioritize things that most have like the most impact and reach the most people. I think that's the way we should prioritize that. And I think talking about issues that, you know, we shouldn't be afraid to talk about issues either, because I think the last thing I saw kind of in Senate was, you know, people are kind of like shy to speak up on issues just because they fear like, oh, maybe it's a little controversial, maybe we shouldn't be handling it. I think I don't like that approach. I think as a committee, we should be kind of taking the lead on these issues. And I think step one starts by first reaching out to student clubs on campus and people who are on campus, like, you know, like, for example, with student unions, and saying, hey, what do you want to see action on? And then using that feedback to guide our committee forth.
So obviously, I really appreciate all the work that you brought up in your realm of DEI, whether that be like legislation and clubs that you interact with. So my question was, kind of being in this leadership position of vice chair, do you see any like blind spots coming in your way, specifically with the topic of diversity, equity, inclusion, or maybe it's just like managerial things, like maybe not knowing how to agendize or like little things like that, or whether it be like skills that you think that could end up being blind spots for you? Do you see any of that affecting your position as vice chair?
Obviously it is a new position for me. I haven't been, I guess, in a leadership role like in Senate, and definitely I don't have previous experience or training agendizing. I think Kaylin is kind of on the same board because she was recently vice chair, so I think that is something I'd be eager to learn, because I know this is like a huge topic with all the new chairs coming. A lot of people don't have to agendize. I guess kind of handle like the more minutiae process of like, you know, committee setting agendas, kind of running committee itself and following, you know, Robert's Rules of Order. So I think that would be like, I guess I'd say my biggest blind spot, but I think that's something me and Caroline will be learning together if I'm elected to be vice chair.
Any further questions? All right, seeing none, this concludes, seeing that there are no further questions for the nominee, this concludes the question and answer portion. So now we go into time of discussion.
Thank you. And then usually when it's like less than 30 people, the committee will just go around the circle and say each of the voting.
Okay. still read this one, just because. It has been customary for the body to consider the character and professional competence, mental health, and other matters personable under NRS 241, subsection 33. Under NRS 241, subsection 31, the election may not be closed. When the body has concluded its deliberation, it can approve the nominees, reject the nominees, and or take no action. Okay, so now we'll move into a general debate from the floor. Who wants to start?
With Senator Rivera's question, are we supposed to be debating,
or we just vote?
Well, it can, if we all kind of, like, if we want to have a conversation, like, usually we all just go around and talk about the strengths and weaknesses of both candidates and then which candidate we're leaning towards. And then if that spurs into a conversation about those strengths and weaknesses, then, like, yeah. I guess, like, I can start. So when these two candidates accepted a nomination, I definitely... like thought they both were great choices, and I think that they both have different strengths and weaknesses that they can bring to the table. My concerns right off the bat were I was a little wary of Senator Noble monopolizing spaces when he speaks. He's already a really authoritative speaker. He already commands a lot of the space when he does speak at the Senate table, and he already feels really comfortable using his voice. Outreach perspective, and especially from an identity and diversity cultural perspective, that can be like a little intimidating walking into a space, but I definitely liked his answer in response to that. I don't know if it completely mediated my concerns, but I definitely think that he's cognizant of his role in taking up that space. And then my concern with Senator Jojen is that I was a little fearful of the initiative and whether he would be able to take that initiative and kind of step into a leadership role and guide the committee. But I will say, like, seeing him speak and a lot of what he was talking about, like, I noticed Senator Noble was talking a lot about his skills and what he brings to the table, and Senator Jojen was talking about students and students and students and students, and it was advancing the goals of the committee to better fit the needs of students. And that stood out a little more to me in terms of what serves best for this committee. And with that being said, I think this would be a wonderful catalyst for Senator Jojen to step into like some more leadership roles. And I think, you know, he can definitely has the experience to contribute to conversations in a meaningful way. And I do agree that our committee direction kind of needs to change. And I liked that was his vision. So I'm leaning more towards Senator Jojen strictly because of what both of their visions were for this position. But they obviously both were really wonderful candidates, and I think they both would be really capable of fulfilling this role.
Awesome. Yeah, I have to agree with all that. Senator Bowman, go ahead.
Hi, guys. It's good to see you guys. I'd also like to mention, too, that Senator Jojen, I've been at the committee since the beginning of fall semester, and Senator Jojen actually ran for chair way back then when Senator Rowe also ran. And so this is something that I think he's been passionate about for a while, and a position that he's been kind of going after for a while. And I just think that's a part reflection of, like, specifically for this committee that he knows, he's familiar with it, and, like, he's put in the work before to try and, like, get here. So, yeah, that's just my two thoughts on it as well.
Awesome. Anything else? Okay. I'm a lot of safe stuff, right? As a chair?
Yeah, you're just a non-moving member.
I'll still say some stuff. I think I also agree with everything Vanessa said, honestly. I did see that Nathan was more talking about his own agendas rather than what would be best for the students, and then that Jeffrey was talking about the students as well. I do think that they each bring something to the table, so for, like, not that I can vote, but if I could, it would be... a little difficult for me to decide, because they both bring something different and which could help this committee. But yeah. So seeing no further discussion, we have concluded and we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving Senator, or do we do that in a vote, or can we just?
You could just say all in favor of Senator Noble say aye, all the other Senator Judge would say aye.
All those in favor of Senator Noble say aye. All those in favor of Senator Jojen?
Aye.
all those opposed? Any abstentions? So Senator Jojen from the College of
Engineering
has received the majority votes and will now be placed as Vice Chair of the Committee of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion.
I love our applause, Olivia. Just you and me.
I know.
Can you just ask the body of the
records? The record should have some running blood.
Congratulations to Senator Jojen. I am the Vice Chair of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay, so going into agenda item 6B, legislation. So I just kind of want to talk about the legislation we were working on in the past. I did create a document with like all the legislations that I had, and I've tried to put people's names on where I thought they were on it, but I'm gonna send it out to you guys right now, actually. But if you guys could like send it in the chat which legislations you were working on, that'd be awesome, just because, or, and then Senator Barrow, if you want to hop on any of the legislation, we totally can. But what I had was that we had diverse authorship legislation, safe space for religion minorities, which you're working on, I think.
That's right.
We had a PTSD one, but I don't know if we're still doing that. I talked with Senator No, and she was saying that we might have scratched that because Senator Wise isn't here anymore. And then we had my women's sports advertising legislation that Nathan and I are working on, if anybody wants to join that. We also have the UNRPD DEI coordinator, which I wasn't sure if we were doing that still or not.
Yeah, so I think I was kind of, I don't know, other people aren't, but I think I told Haley, but obviously she ended up resigning. But basically, the legislation, I don't think we really need it because I had talked to Chief James, and he was already planning to do it, and I'm pretty sure by now, with like the job posting for pretty, it's not called a DEI coordinator, but it's pretty much like the same position and the same role. It's called like something else, but it's the same job description, basically. They have a posting out, and I think the last update I heard, I think he has like one applicant for it. I haven't heard anything back since, but I think, yeah, it kind of does feel, you know, that's kind of negated since like he already has the job description out, so I think it would be better if we focus our efforts elsewhere.
Sounds good to me. And then the last one I had was that we were working on the domestic violence legislation. I'm not sure if we're still doing that.
Yeah, just a quick comment on the domestic violence resolution. I think that we were going to do that as a committee last semester, and I mean, like I put in all the clauses that, like, personally I was in charge with. I met with the former director of the domestic abuse program over break, because he's one of my best friend's dads, and he actually gave, like, a lot of great ideas about, like, kind of the history of the program. But another interesting idea that he brought up was maybe you could do a piece about, like, having a, specifically a domestic violence support coordinator at like the Title IX office or like student services possibly, because like a lot of survivors do need like just like legal support, and that's not always accessible to everybody. So I think that's something we could explore if we wanted to do like this piece about specifically like group therapy, and another piece about like more like a support coordinator. I think that might be a good idea, but I think either way, like, we've had this on the docket for a while, so I think we should get it done, because
yes.
I think it's like we've been researching for a while, so I think that we got this together.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah,
Senator Grove,
did you want to?
I'm actually, almost every single piece of legislation I'm working on right now is probably going to go through this committee.
Okay.
So
sounds good.
If I could keep rocking on my projects,
totally.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then for the domestic violence, is there any way that we can start a Google Doc with like the outline with everyone's assigned clauses?
Yes, I think we have one, but do we need to start another one since Haley's on?
Do we still have access to the old one?
I'm looking for it right now, but I'm not sure.
I think we might have access, but because maybe you're not the owner, I don't know if we can have Senator review it.
Yeah. I think I'll just copy and paste onto a new document, and then if you could send me your, I guess I can just do an email, I guess.
Yeah, just be your owner, I'm your owner.
Okay. Awesome. Any other discussions on legislation updates? Senator Mel?
As far as diverse authorship goes, like I mentioned before, I met with Dean Perez, and I think that I met with Senator Rowe and him, and I think we had enough information to kind of start the piece. I've just been kind of talking to myself throughout pieces, so I haven't actually gotten to writing yet, unfortunately. The big thing that we discussed with that was basically it's dicey because we want to encourage academic diversity, but at the same time, there's academic freedom, obviously. So we're going to try to work with Dean Perez and the Office of DNI to make sure that the language is really specific. But for that piece, if any of you are open to it, I would love a co-sponsor because I think it's going to be pretty big. So if anyone wants to hop on it, please feel free. And then also, this is not directly related to the committee, but Senator Golish and I recently started a piece about menstrual product access in the men's bathroom. So it's kind of leading into this committee too, and we're going to start meeting about it today and stuff. So we'll just hope that's something else. We might go through this or SMW.
Sounds great. Senator Jordan?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea with what you and Senator Golish are working on. I don't know if you know this, but I know there's I'm not sure, maybe it was last term, I don't know what term, but basically there was an initiative to launch free menstrual products at the Joe, and I know it got funded, so I think that's something you guys could look into, especially to see where they got the funding, and to kind of mirror that project as well, because I think it's kind of be a good basis for your legislation.
We actually have a meeting today with Director Rodriguez because we're kind of thinking about it because I know the ASU had budget allots for the pilot program, so we're kind of thinking about at this time whether it would be possible for a budget, kind of how it looks like. And also, I think so far from what we know, it's kind of a collaboration between ASUN, the JOAM facility, so there's that kind of financial splitting, and there's some sort of agreement that I found the legacy box that I wanted to talk to Director Rodriguez about. So, yeah, thank you. Let's work it out.
Any
other
updates? Ideas? Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. So, moving into agenda item 7, public comment.
Senator Bear. Sorry guys, I know we were wrapping up here, but we have a really cool opportunity to participate in the Diversity Summer, Northern Nevada Diversity Summit. It is an NC collaboration across all institutions. And it's really, this year with it being completely virtual, it's gonna be really, really versatile. The proposals are due by February 22nd. So we don't need it planned by February 22nd, we just need an idea for what we want the event to be. But I think that we should really, really hop on board and collaborate with Kaylee's department and have some type of event. I definitely want to brainstorm with y'all. The ideas that I've had so far is having an open forum for students, kind of with the topic being student government and just extracurriculars on your college campus community and your barriers as a diverse student participating in them. So it can be a direct thing, bridging that gap between the students that we want more representation in ASUN. So I think that could be a really special opportunity to just very candidly, explicitly talk about the thing that we all want to talk about, which is why isn't there diversity in ASUN? However, I don't think if we say ASUN, people will know what we mean. So it needs to be a extracurricular campus community, what are your barriers in terms of participating? And then hopefully we can translate that into different work moving forward.
When was it again?
The proposal's due February 22nd, so if we make it an agenda item for next meeting, you could flush out a proposal idea for next meeting's on the 15th.
If you can send me a note with that or something so I can remember to put it on the agenda.
Yeah. Awesome. And then just quickly, it says the summit goals are to present challenges and possible solutions, address different areas of identity, particularly from intersectional understandings and advancing those possible solutions, present new areas of research on the topic, and create a space for students, community members, and higher education practitioners to share resources, programs, research, as well as engage in conversation related to the topic. So it'll be a very, very big event. And I will go ahead and send you.
Awesome. Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none, we will move into agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 8:45.